Hey, Andre. I want to talk to you for a second because I noticed something. I think you might know where this is going because we've been having these conversations lately, but yeah. Do you remember Kimmy? Yeah, Kimmy, that Kimmy. Well, I saw you looking at her with that crazy look in your eyes, the same one that I've seen you have before for other girls. So, I really wanted to know what you're thinking about Kimmy. But because I know you, Andre, I think I know what you're thinking. So, I think that you're fantasizing about Kimmy. And I can't blame you. It's okay. You don't have to get defensive again. She's so cute. Her pretty face. Her beautiful hair. And that body. I mean, I get it. So I want you to start stroking your cock and think about Kimmy. Yeah. I want you to think about Kimmy naked. Or maybe Kimmy comes over one time when I'm not here. And you guys have a few drinks together, and Kimmy says, "Hey, Andre, wanna do a shot?" And then all of a sudden, that shot turns into five or six shots, right? And before you know it, things are getting a little out of control. You're making out with Kimmy, and Kimmy says, "Do you want to play strip poker?" And she gives you a wink and a smile, and you play strip poker with her, take out the cards, but it's pretty clear that she's just down to get naked for you, Andre. So she says, "Andre, fuck it. I'm pretty tipsy, and I'm into you, and I want to give you pleasure, so why don't I just take off everything now? I don't need to wait for you to strip poker me out of my clothes." And so she takes off all her clothes, and she lets you look at her, and she says, "Go ahead and look or touch wherever you want. Keep stroking that cock." She can see you getting harder, more excited. She lets you kiss her neck and explore her body all the way down from her neck to her tits, her stomach, her hips, her thighs. Oh, and she says, "Andre, why don't you lay on the bed and I'll sit on your face?" And you happily oblige, and she's riding your face, moaning and breathing heavy. And you make her come. She says, "Oh, Andre, that was so good." But she says she wants you to make her come again because she doesn't want you to stop. So you say, "Okay." You reposition her body. 69. And she's deep-throating your cock. Andre, your cock is so good. Getting sloppy. She's got it all the way down the back of her throat, choking and gagging and slobbering all over it. Before you know it, you can't help it. You come in her mouth. And then, just like the time before, she gets up, wipes off her mouth, smiles at you, and she says, "Andre, I need you to fuck me now. And don't be shy." So, your cock is so hard and you're still throbbing from how well she sucked all the cum out of you. So you get up, you turn around, you spank her, you start fucking her wild doggy style. And before you know it, you come inside that deep, beautiful Kimmy pussy. And you fucked her so good, you made her cum three times while you're destroying Kimmy's pussy, and she was screaming, "Andre, Andre, don't stop, don't stop." You could feel Kimmy's pussy tighten around your cock each time she came. Till the third time, you just couldn't hold back anymore. It was so good, so tight. You had no choice but to let go. Kimmy says, "I want you to come